I'm Bruna Tarrant. Flood warnings and tornado watches remain in effect for many parts of the East Coast as residents begin to return home following Hurricane Florence. At least 17 people are now reported to have died in storm-related incidents in North and South Carolina since Florence made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane on Thursday. Some parts of the Carolinas have seen up to 40 inches of rain, and officials have warned river levels are yet to peak in places. The financial hub of Hong Kong has begun clearing up after being battered by one of the strongest typhoons in recent years, with financial markets and offices operating as normal. Super Typhoon Mangkhut brought hurricane-force winds of well over 124 miles per hour, killing at least 59 people in the Philippines. The Meteorological Administration said Mangkhut was one of the biggest storms to hit southeast China since records began. The Diocese of Little Rock has released a list of clergy who had assignments in Arkansas and against whom credible allegations of sexual abuse of a minor were filed. The diocese said the list was gathered through an internal review of diocesan files and contains the name of one former priest who was previously identified and 11 former priests who were identified for the first time. In a statement, Little Rock Bishop Anthony Taylor apologised to the people who had been sexually abused and said he was committed to ensuring it would not happen again. The Vatican has confirmed an ongoing investigation into financial irregularities involving the directors of the Sistine Chapel Choir. The statement was in response to an article published by Vatican Insider, which said the choir's manager and its director were being investigated on suspicion of money laundering, fraud and embezzlement. The Vatican did not comment on the specifics, but said the investigation was ongoing. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.